Okay, we're in Parak Gimel, Hilchos Kalim. The Rambam is going to focus first on some of the particular lachas to kli vessel made out of wood. Lach alav kol kli eitz asu nachas afilu ena makaba el damer muak ena makaba tuma lo min atarav lo min deri sofim. So the first category is that if a person makes a wooden utensil or receptacle, I should say, and his intention is for it to remain in a fixed position, it will not ever, and even if it's the is only able to hold the tiniest amount. At the end of the day, it does not receive tuma. It's not nor contract tuma, whether they're ice or they're bun. But kol kli eitz also he's taltel malei v'reikon kisak. So let's say, on the other hand, if I have a wooden kli whose intention is to be moved or carried around, even empty like an empty sack, I feel like a masik me'aseh, even if it can hold a huge amount, like 100 seah, afi sheishol shulayim, even if it actually has a base, hol v'ena osin and achas, since it wasn't made to be fixed in one place. Then I raise in the kabbatumah. It does receive tuma din tara midaraisa kishark lihibo like any other receptacle. The chol kli eitz sam. Now let's say it's unclear in the formation of the kli eitz what it's going to be, right? Meaning if it's going to stay in one place or not. Im hayulo shulayim leishav aleim al karka. If it does have a base to place on the ground, kadesh liyeh noach lisgago, so this way it won't roll over. For instance, vayamasik abrayim seah belach chain kurayim biyavish, and it's able to hold 40 seah of liquid, which is about 2 core in dry. And a makabel tuma klal, this kli will not receive tuma. Lo min atarav lo min deri sofim, but the rice of rabbanon meishach chesgashos of the nachas. Because the assumption is, with all the various physical items in the thing, that it is being made for the purpose of staying in one place. Dvarim elu derekabalahim. This is a Torah shvapa. V'yeshvu lamdu. We learn out masak shu mistatal malei reikon. So just like we say by a sack, well, it doesn't matter if it's empty or full, it can receive tuma. Af kli eitz lo yitzu or not. So whatever applies by the sack, who, if I can move it around, whether it's empty or not, will not, what they call it, get tuma. So too by a wooden kli, which excludes the case of wooden kli that's not made for the purpose of being moved. Halacha base. So when we assume that when there's a kli that's made to be fixed in one place, to go and Shida teva migdal the kaveras akash kaveras akanim abor svina gedola kiyotzvela. So, for instance, you have things like closets and counters, a reservoir of drinking water on a boat, etc. Ime machzik on a barim seya. If they can hold 40 seya or more, ime kabatuma did not receive tuma. Ve'elon akelim shall eight shehinat sonin tata miluon. Now, these are considered examples of wooden kelim that are made for the purpose of moving. When they are actually filled. Draw door shemanichin osala agala. So the first one's a barrel of water that you put on a wagon. The kostos hamalachim, the ravis avdan avor svina katana. The other things are what it called a sort of like food carriage, a trough that someone who makes leather uses, a small water reservoir. A reservoir on a small ship. That and that will be enough. It would be enough water for it to go in the ocean. Baron and let's say like a coffin. So all five of these wooden items, even though they can hold more than 40 seah, they do receive tuma, because their intention when they were made would be to move around items that are filled up and then move around. All other wooden items, if they hold 40 seah, and they have a base, so the assumption is they were not made for the purpose of being moved lawful, therefore they did not receive tuma. So any kli that's made out of bone or made out of hides that can hold 40 liquid seah does not receive tuma unless they were made for the purpose of being moved around while full. So now we have cases of things made out of glass, for instance, a counter or a large chest, a bar mitzvah, right, tahorim. So even if they hold more than 40 seah, the atar sharkol kizuchis afishim kamal aran seah reim kamal tuma. So any other types of glass kalim, even if they are hold 40 seah, would receive tuma. So this is one of the things that makes glass containers to be more stringent than wooden containers. So anytime the volume of any type of receptacle is one amma by 3 amos in height. Are you maxic of arm seah belach, right? And it will contain, therefore, in these measurements, 40 seah of liquid. So when we measure this vessel out, modinosobi bachutz, we measure it from the outside. If it's 1 by 1 by 3 height, even though there's less than that in the inside, because of the say thickness of the walls, Arehuzar Shain Ovi Adafanos Mai, because what we say is that the walls do not reduce the size. The Ove Haraglain, but Ove Hazar, but when it comes to the border or let's say the legs, Im Hayalozar in Dananamo. If it has one of these, it's not included in the overall measurement. Excuse me. Okay, Hayabasokli Tebaktana. Let's say there's a drawer inside a small container. Kigon Mochni Shabasok Ashida, like a drawer in a chest. Bismanchini Shmetes. So when it is, what do you call it? When it can be removed, and in the netis ima, it's not included in it. Ben a chibur law, it's not attached to it. Ben a masal sima, the whole mace, and doesn't help it out if it's inside a covered area with a dead body. If it is unable to remove, then netis ima, then you can measure it with it. Ben a kli acher, and it's considered like a kli echad. It's considered like one kli. Lachavav hayel a kli kisui kamar bezman shu kavua nimdan imo. Let's say the container has a so to speak domed cover that's fixed, that's attached to it. Ain a kavua, ain a kavua nimdan imo. Then it's measured with it. Is not fixed permanently. It's not measured with it. Let's say it had drawers that open to the inside. It's measured with it. If it's from the outside, is not measured with it. If a wooden container does not hold 40 seah when it's upright, only when you turn it on its side, or some or when you lean it on something else. A hole in the kabbalah ramsem, even though it receives in that situation of ramseya, the komalgon torah, nonetheless, it still is tahor. And finally, alachas hashida bateva shenitla achas marglan. Let's say I have a counter or a chest where, or a closet that's removed. What do you call it? Af bishlo nikvu. What do you call it? So even though it's not perforated, let's say I remove the one of the legs in the bottom of it, of let's say a chest. Elaharei mekablin, right? Since it can still able to receive, harei ilutaharin. It's tar, adayin yishlam shuwayim. It's still considered to have a base because lashon shehinah nachas kashayu, and still retains the assumption that's made for staying in one makom. Okay, that ends Parak Gimel, and we will continue with Parak Daled tomorrow.